Well, yeah, when my sister and I were opening and closing locks, I again, it reinforced this idea of walking and the canal as being inextricably linked in a really positive way, particularly around pace, particularly around a sense of moving through landscape. And it's that stayed with me, fundamentally stayed with me. I'm naturally a pedestrian in that sense, hopefully in a good way. And the pace that I experience landscape through is for me the most positive encounter with landscape, that speed and that rhythm of walking, and now in terms of this canal engagement with the landscape. And so I would dream of transport at that speed, slow transports that would allow people, encourage people to view not just the city and the environments they're passing through, but their own lives in a different way, around priorities of speed and of access and of destination and of journey and of arrival. And I think by journeying at a different speed, in a different way, very quickly, you start to reassess what you think of your own life in relation to the landscapes you live in and pass through. And so that would be a really extraordinary way, I think, of reimagining the city. Absolutely against the rush of the junctions and the highways